If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Lucas is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Gemma today. They actually started making out 20 minutes in to their first date.
Yeah, get it.
But now she's not calling him back and he doesn't know why. And he asked her out in one of the most creative ways I've ever heard. He asked her out with a plate of pasta.
Yes.
They both work at a catering company. And one night when they were working together, he spelled out, "Will you go out with me?" in spaghetti.
Aww.
And she eventually said yes. But now, like I said, she's not answering any of his phone calls and she's kind of ignoring him at work. Lucas, what I think you need to do is go beyond words now at this point.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the pasta thing works so good for you, right? You got a date.
Yeah.
I think you should do it again. But this time, don't spell anything out. Just get a hot dog and a bun. And maybe a couple of meatballs and place them all appropriately on a plate and show that to her. And she might be down to go out with you again after that.
You know, I should have called you before the first time.
Yeah, see? No kidding.
I got all the tricks, man. I got all the tricks.
Yeah. Especially since she said that she thought that they were moving too fast. That's not too fast at all, Jubal.
We'll call her right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
May I speak to Gemma, please?
This is she.
Hey, Gemma, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
You work in catering, so I'm guessing you're not up early in the morning.
Well, how do you know that I work in catering?
I kind of know a lot more than you think I know about you, Gemma.
Why do you do it like that?
Okay, that's super creepy. And who are those people that are in the background?
That's Brooke.
Why is that weird guy laughing?
That's Jose, the laughing guy. And then there's me. My name is Jubal, and this is Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Yeah.
Why are you guys calling me?
She's like, and? That doesn't make it any better.
I'm calling you because you went out on a date with a guy who listens to our show, and he emailed us and asked if we could get you on the phone.
Wow. Okay.
The guy that wanted us to call you today, his name is Lucas.
Oh, God.
And I know you know who Lucas is because you guys work together.
Yes. I'm trying to change jobs.
What? Whoa. You're trying to change jobs to avoid Lucas?
Yeah. What?
That is really intense.
Why?
Because it's just a little too awkward.
All right, well, what is so awkward? I mean, he told us a little bit about your date. He told us that you guys went out one night after work and went back to his place to eat, and you drank a little bit. He told us that you guys started making out at a certain point.
He's telling you that we made out? Why is he telling people about our date so explicitly?
He didn't give us any,
like, crazy details. He just said that you guys were making out. At a certain point, you stopped and said that you wanted to go, and then you left and haven't talked to him since.
I will say, he was completely respectful of you, and he was so excited. I mean, it sounds like he's had a crush on you for months and months and was so looking forward to this night.
Well, I was, like, so uncomfortable. I don't know. Yes, he was obviously very excited and very inexperienced.
Excited and inexperienced?
Wait, a minute. Wait, that's a different word.
Was he a bad kisser, or I'm kind of scared to ask you what you mean by he was so excited.
It's actually just everything. Everything possible just seemed like he's never been with a woman before ever in his life. The date started with me going at his door, and he shook my hand when he saw me. I've known this guy for 8 months, and he shook my hand.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, okay, maybe he's being a little bit charming. Maybe he's trying to be sweet.
Yeah.
I'll let it fly. And then we walked in, and he had, like, already opened wine that – He was totally open about it. He was like, yeah, I got it from the catering gig. I mean, so he essentially stole wine, but it was already open from being poured at the catering event.
Okay. So he's cutting corners on your date.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a first date, and he wanted to impress me, and he impressed me by opened, aired out, used wine.
But you still made out with him.
Well, because I thought, okay, well, maybe he's being really sweet and charming. Maybe he's really nervous. But then he started to ask me permission to do everything. And when I say everything, I mean he was like, is it okay if I sit next to you? Yes. Is it okay if I touch your hand like this? Can I just put my hand on your hand?
Weird.
Oh, That's weird.
I mean, everything. So imagine, like, can I kiss you right now? Can I kiss you with tongue right now? Is that okay?
Okay, that's so awkward.
And I was
all right.
Like, No, so awkward.
I've heard people do the can I kiss you thing, and I know some girls have a split reaction to that. Some girls are like, just go for it. Some girls are like, I like it when they ask. Did he really ask you, can I kiss you with tongue?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Can I use my tongue?
Did you just
I use my tongue?
Was that the final question that made you stop saying yes?
The final question, which was the total, I mean, it should have been, can I kiss you with tongue? But it was, can I grab your boobs?
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Like, quote unquote, grab your boobs.
Can I grab your boobs? not like, ooh, let me see them. Let me see them, but, you know, nothing like cool, dirty. It was like, can I grab your boobs? Grab your boobs.
Wait a minute.
And then I just had to dip out. I mean, it was so terrible.
I can understand how that would be awkward to ask everything.
The most.
I also, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Yeah, I just need your permission. Is it okay if I let you know that
Don't
he's
even.
On, is it okay if I let you know that he's on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you?
Are you me right now?
No, I'm not. Lucas?
Gemma.
Oh my God.
I didn't ask you permission to do every single little thing. I mean, you're going a little overboard here.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, you don't just want to dive in. You know, I want to make sure that you're okay with things.
No, Lucas. If you were to ask me one time, can I kiss you right now? That can be still sexy, but it's not sexy when you ask about everything. I mean, you were asking about sitting next to me, holding my hand, topics of conversation.
I was trying to take it slow. I didn't want to, like, put you off or make you feel uncomfortable or anything.
Look, if there's anything that we get from this really inappropriate and awkward phone call right now on a radio show, it's that you should never, ever do that again.
Well, how do I know if it's okay to touch your boob if I don't ask you?
Oh,
I can't even believe you're asking me that question. No man has to ask that question.
Guys, stop dogging on Lucas so much. He's trying to be respectful of you, Gemma.
Thank you, Brooke.
I get that he's trying to be respectful, but at a certain point, he needs to pick up on the cue that it's just not working.
Yeah.
Hey, if I remember correctly from that night, you were saying yes to a lot of things.
Good point.
I only said yes because I had already consumed nearly that entire bottle of the open aired out wine that you stole from the catering company, and I was too lit.
Oh, and that's a responsible way to behave on a first date?
I'm not saying that I was trying to be responsible. That's not my problem. I'm not the one calling into a radio show.
Gemma,
you could have at least returned my calls.
No, it would have been too awkward. I wasn't prepared to talk to you.
Gemma, he liked you for 8 months. You're telling me in that entire time that you guys worked together, you didn't have any feelings towards him.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful personality. You're sweet. But as soon as you were alone with me, it was like the worst date I've ever been.
Oh, man.
That is harsh, man. He didn't do anything wrong. He was just awkward, for God's sake.
She's honest.
But imagine, like a woman's spark is lit by somebody being manly. At least that's how mine is. And as soon as somebody starts acting like a 12-year-old, I can't do it.
Can I do
well,
this?
You know what
Can
you I like, I guess.
Wow. I wish I never grabbed your boob on that date.
I wish you had just asked it. I wish you had just grabbed it.
Yeah, well, I think we have a little different memory of that night because you were pretty turned on when I was doing it.
Oh, maybe the wine kicked in.
I think we definitely have a different memory of that night.
Well, Gemma, I would like to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
Gemma, is it okay if I ask you if you go out on a second date with Lucas because we will pay for it?
You know what? No, I got to say no. I'm so sorry. You know, Lucas, I wish you all of the best. I really, really do. I think you're very sweet. My recommendation for you is that you never, just do not ask questions like that again. Just go ahead and go for it. Find that self-confidence within yourself and move forward.
Oh my God, it's like
you sound like a motivational speaker. It's awesome.
Listen, there are plenty of girls who want me, all right? I don't need you. I don't need anything like that. So, yeah. I have a great one.
You're right, Lucas. There are plenty of girls out there who want you. Just ask them. I'm sure they're out there.